The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. So you have an iPhone in your breast pocket, the earbuds in your ears, and now an Apple Watch. The question isn't whether Apple will keep coming up with great products, it's whether we have enough body parts for all of them. More after this from Charlie. As Apple CEO Tim Cook describes it,
the Apple Watch is the most advanced timepiece ever created.
Except from what I've seen these days, young people don't wear wristwatches. So the Apple Watch comes with social media.
It's a revolutionary new way to connect with others.
Kind of a high-tech friendship band. But, according to Brian Cooley of CNET, there are also apps for us boomers.
Let's say the watch is able to figure out that your pulse is really trending high and you've got a heart condition. Well, then the watch can make a very meaningful alert to you and say, here's your pulse, I need you to see this.
How about that? A watch that not only tells you the time, but also when you're about to run out of it. But you know who's not sold on it yet? CBS tech consultant Larry Magid.
First of all, it only works with iPhones. Second of all, starting at $350, it's expensive, especially if you want one of the fancier editions, some of which have gold bands and gold cases.
Ah, but there's a reason for that kind of luxury. According to tech analyst and NYU professor Scott Galloway, the Apple Watch isn't about time. It's about sex. Apple, he says, isn't a tech company anymore so much as a luxury brand, something people buy to show they have good taste and to enhance their dating prospects. Although I doubt that even that is going to change Larry's mind.
One of the things that concerns me about the Apple Watch is that it only has an 18-hour battery life. You have to recharge your watch every night, and some people are going to find that annoying.
I don't know about that, Larry. If it's true that sex is the reason people will buy this thing, you'll be recharging that watch every night with a friend. In which case, as they say, it's not a bug. It's a feature. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.